All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. We have Greg Jarrett releasing his book today and Sarah Carter coming up. 800-941-SEAN is our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, so though heavily redacted, 412 pages indicates everything that we have been reporting and telling you that, in fact, the Steele dossier that even he said in an interrogatory was, oh, raw intelligence, maybe 50-50. Yeah, that was the basis for all four FISA warrants. And the level of lying and corruption here is as bad and even worse than what we initially thought that it was about. The warrant application was the unverified, uncorroborated dossier. That was it. The FISA court was lied to and misled. You don't have, you know, as we said before, and this is McCabe who actually said this. No warrant without the dossier. Andrew McCabe had said that a while back. And it also means that in statements that have been made publicly, and even on his book tour, James Comey lied when he told Brett Baer that the dossier was not a critical part of the application. That's a lie we now know. The FISA court did not know that Hillary bought and paid for this document. That is a glaring omission. Because had they known, there's no way any judge would ever have approved a bought and paid for, unverified, uncorroborated political op research piece. And you know what? All of this lying to judges. Now, we're going to go over with Greg Jarrett the potential crimes that are in play here. That's coming up. But the center of all of this is a guy by the name of Carter Page, who joins us now. Have you read the full 412 redacted blackout pages?
I've gone through a fair chunk of it, Sean. It's just from about page one, it was just a complete laugh. So
okay, but what they're saying here is that you were collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. That's a serious charge. And that, well, let's put aside how they got the warrants to surveil you and spy on you. And there's even a report out, by the way, that I have been surveilled and unmasked at the request of Brennan. That's going to be interesting, because if they did do that to me, I will sue all of them. Every single one of them will be sued, and I will hire the greatest attorneys in this country to take that case, because it's such an, because if we don't have a constitution, if we don't have a Fourth Amendment protection, we don't have a country. So to get the application to spy on you and surveil you, they lied to the courts. That's first and foremost.
Well, it's funny. Not only did they lie, they have two main themes which are totally contradictory. They call me a quote-unquote foreign agent, but then at the same time, they say I'm a target of recruitment, right? So which one is it? I mean, there's so many inconsistencies, and it's just completely beyond comprehension.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a part of it. But let me go. They are making in this application that you had collaborated and conspired with the Russian government, and they referred to you as an agent of a foreign power. Well, first of all, why are you in my studio if all of that's true? I mean, wouldn't you have been arrested? Wouldn't that be treason against your country?
It would be, and it's just so false that, you know, where do you even begin to go through that?
Yeah. Well, I'll go through it. I mean, you know, I know they relied on a political document to get the warrant to spy on you. I got it, and I got how that's corrupt right. It is, and I got that they lied about it to do so. But you're not in jail.
No.
Have you ever been charged?
No, absolutely not. And all the questions, or a good chunk of the questions I was asked were by the FBI was along the lines of these false accusations, which I, you know.
Okay, but you had told me in a past interview that, in fact, our own government, our own intelligence community, because you would, how many times have you been over to Russia, for example?
I lived there for about 3 years, 2004 to 2007. My first time over there was at the end of this Soviet era. In the summer of 91. So I've spent a lot of time over there.
Did they ever try to recruit you?
Never in my life did one person ever ask me to do anything illegal or even unethical.
Okay, so they never asked you to spy on your own country. Well, I've got to ask the question.
Yeah.
All right, so you were over there. You told me that in this period of 2016 that you were going over to give, I guess, what was the equivalent of a commencement speech.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and that's the period of time. Man. Now, the other thing that you told me is whenever you would come back to the States, that our intelligence services would take you out to lunch.
Well, not whenever, but many times that happened over.
So you cooperated with the CIA?
I always have them and the FBI.
And so. And would you, can you say how many times they took you out to lunch or dinner to download you?
Frankly, I lost track after a while.
Did they ever ask you to do things for the United States that you're willing to do?
Sean, it was just sharing information.
So you had no problem sitting down with them and telling them everything that you knew about your travels to what is, we got to admit, a hostile regime. You agree that Russia is a hostile regime to the United States.
I think there's a lot of misunderstandings regarding those points. And I think that's what's been great about what President Trump has been doing.
You don't think that Putin's a hostile actor, former KGB guy?
Look, the former KGB aspect is like me being a former military officer. He served his country, and he's doing new things now. So.
Do you think they tried to impact our elections in 08, 2012, and 2016?
Sean, I can only talk from what I know personally. Based on my information, mm-hmm. My personal experience, I never saw anything that would support that thesis.
Would you dispute our intelligence community? Because I believe they obviously did, but it's not the first time, and I think they'll even try it again, that they tried to influence the elections in 2016. You don't have any doubt about that. I don't have any doubt about that.
Well, all I know,
create chaos, as the House Intelligence Committee said.
On each count, Sean, there was definitely more attempts to create chaos by the U.S. government in terms of these false information campaigns and leaking these crazy stories to the media to damage the Trump campaign prior to November 2016. And definitely it created a lot of problems. So,
I don't know why there's a reluctance in you. I think it's every single member of the Intel Committee. This came up when President Trump had his press conference with Vladimir Putin, but he had previously said and reiterated after, and I played the montage of how many times he had said, yeah, that not only Russia but other countries are always trying to impact our elections and create chaos in this country. And my biggest complaint is we have not developed the system to prevent cyber attacks. At some point we have got to build the best cybersecurity available, and we've not done so. And that, I think, is at some point becomes our problem. But every single intelligence person I know believes that Russia and Putin did and have tried to impact this country and create chaos in the country and our electoral process.
Sean, I'm just, again, I can only speak for what I know personally. And again, there were two main accusations in the January 6, 2017 DNI report from Mr. Clapper and his colleagues. Mm-hmm. One is that there was hacking, and the other is that there was state media, RT Sputnik, that was putting out this false propaganda. In each of those two counts, I have a tremendous amount of evidence and knowledge that each of those things were done against the Trump campaign. Number one, the hacking, which we learned, as you mentioned, 400 pages about the fact that I was hacked and all of my communications with members of the Trump campaign, people I know, part of the Trump
illegal,
movement.
It's all illegal, though. What they did to you is illegal.
I find no reason to disagree with that. Absolutely.
Are you going to take any measures any legal measures against these people?
Again, I go back to those two themes of the Mr. Clapper's DNI report 2 weeks mm-hmm. before the inauguration last year. First is the hacking. Second is the fake news propaganda by government agencies. The legal action that I'm working on right now is a suit against the U.S. taxpayer-funded Broadcasting Board of Governors. They fund over $100 million a year to Radio Free Europe. That propaganda agency put out those same false stories that were in the FISA application, send it out to American voters in September 2016, 45 days before the election. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on that. So far, DOJ has not been honest in their court filings, similar to what we're seeing and what you're alluding to in the FISA court document. There is also a district court in the Southern District of New York here in Manhattan where there's similar issues, and they've done false pleading. So I'm working on step by step. That's the first element. We'll see about the second.
What was your relationship like with the Kremlin and people in the Kremlin when you were in Russia? Who were the people that you associated with that were part of the government?
You know, I had no serious relationships with anyone. I think if
did you have relationships with people in the Kremlin, government officials?
You know, the only I participated in a international forum around the G20. The G20 was in St. Petersburg in 2013. And there were people from, you know, all the G20 members who were participating in that. They had a experts group bringing people from U.S., Canada, you know, U.K., Australia, around the world. We had a bunch of meetings in Geneva, Paris, one in New York. And, you know, we had our expert committee, and I talked with various people then. That was probably the most.
What about the Kremlin? Have you been to the Kremlin?
I did a little tour. I've never met anyone. I've never had a substantive meeting in the Kremlin.
It was sort of like a tourist tour that anybody
exactly,
can get in?
Exactly.
Do you know anybody in the Kremlin?
Not right now, no.
That did you at the time?
You know, there were some consultants that would come in, or secondees, right? If there's a big international gathering, they may get people from the, you know, peripherally from various parts of the government. But again, they're bringing people together from around the world in Geneva, Paris, et cetera.
But, so, I mean, look, it's not usual for an American citizen to go live in Russia. You agree with that? That's pretty unusual.
There are a lot of Americans living in Moscow. Yeah.
Look, and a lot of, but it's not the usual course of business for people. But look, we have trade with Russia. We have business dealings with Russia.
Yeah.
You know, Trump was over there when I guess they had one of his pageants over there. So if I can't get you to acknowledge that Russia is hostile to the United States, that's sort of a difficult point, which I'm not sure why you don't see that, because then the next logical question is, if there's an American that lives there for any protracted period of time, which you did, you know, but you met with our government after. I think it would be a logical question. Who did you meet? What did they want to know? What were they asking?
And I've always answered all of those questions when I was asked that. And again, you know, again, there are people from around the world, and a lot of top, you know, I won't name names, but a lot of top U.S. business leaders that were also involved in this G20 summit. Really big event in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, but you never thought at any point, like, did you take notes of all your trips?
I keep a fair amount of notes, yeah.
And, like, would you keep it on a daily basis if you met people?
Sometimes better than others. You know, I don't have a huge staff.
Is there anything that stands out that might have been unusual that you would want, that you wanted to tell our government during your debriefings?
That's my point, Sean. Nothing, not only over the last 5-10 years, but nothing since the first time I went there in 1991. Has anyone asked me to do anything illegal, unethical?
And how many? And every time, for the most part, you were debriefed by our government. And you freely.
I wouldn't
a
say.
A lot of time. How many times were you debriefed?
It's hard to say. You know, I can't. But it would happen from time to time. You know, and again, I.
And they might have. And you're kind of alluding they might have asked you to do some work for them.
You know, nothing
because
material.
Because the FBI would know that. Sean, I think it's an important point.
Sean, I used to work in the I was a U.S. military officer, served 5 years as an officer in the U.S. Navy. And, you know, I think like most government, you know, people in the national security sector, you know, you do various things. So beyond that, nothing.
All right, we'll take a break. To get this warrant, they lied. They lied to the FISA court judges. What they said was not true. It should have never happened to you. But I did want to give you an opportunity to explain your time in Russia and what that means. Listen, we'll take a quick break. More with Carter Page. Then we've got the release of Greg Jarrett's book today. And Sarah Carter is also going to be joining us. Like many of you, I suffer from insomnia, but it's a pillow that has changed my life for the better. Yes, a pillow. Neither drug nor alcohol induced, my pillow. And it helps me fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and it can work for you, too. It just works. Now just go to MyPillow.com. They have a toll-free number. It's 800-919-6090. And if you use the promo code Hannity, Mike Lindell has one of his best offers ever. It's a special four-pack. You get over 50% off. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA, U.S. jobs, 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, no risk to you. It's made to last. It has a 10-year warranty. Or you can spend more sleepless nights staring at the ceiling, wishing you were asleep. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, Mike special four-pack, two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, over 50% off. They arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep you've been craving and you deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, 800-919-6090.
Putting America and Americans first. Now there's a novel idea. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.